crying out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say,
I couldn't
feel
the ass.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I will repeat, there have been serious discussions that this is the final week for 5:30 Creed. So that would be your fourth last one, right?
Three, right?
Wednesday 3rd, Thursday 2nd.
It's the three more opportunities.
Yes, three more opportunities, but that would have been your fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have there no.
He said I'm doubling down.
No final decisions have been made. No decisions have been made on new songs. Though we are, you know, again, it is an open discussion, but right. I just wanted to warn you, like, I want you to cherish it. If you listen again tomorrow, Thursday, Friday,
hang on to it.
That if it's not there on Monday, that I did warn you.
I'm just saying.
What?
The Red Sox have played Sweet Caroline.
They have for a long time.
Seventh inning or whatever. That they lose, win, whatever.
They still play shipping up the. They still play High Hopes for the Phils.
Yeah, it's not as famous as Sweet Caroline. Yeah.
What's it called? At Yankee games, they play Sinatra. They play New York, New York.
Yeah, right? But our good pal Keith McPherson bullied them out of playing it when they lose.
When they lose, yes. And I actually think.
Why would they play it?
So that's a fair point. That's why he brought it up.
I actually.
Why would they play it?
Of all of Keith's missions, stop playing Frank when we lose. Is an actual good idea. You should not play Frank when you lose. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Rodney in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rodney?
Hi, guy Fritz. How you guys going?
What's up, Rod?
What up, Rodney?
Hey, listen.
Yes.
First of all, I don't know if that drop is going to get played more, Ike, or to get my neck rolled.
Oh, but yeah. See, you didn't hear it because you didn't have your headphones in. But when we were singing Creed, he played the needle ass thing during Creed.
I took a needle in the ass.
Yo, or I don't know what's going to look better with Ike looked on his face when Chuck said that that Terrell Owens would ever be an Eagle. Ike had to look like, yeah, right.
Crazy, right?
Yo, before I get to my one name wonder, after I'm going to call it, Cam is being Cam. All right. Cam gets clicks. Cam baits. Cam switches sides. Cam is just being Cam. He just does things that gets him out there, gets him talked about. He flip flops like a dead fish. I mean, he just does what he does. And that's just Cam being Cam. I can't hold it against Cam. I mean, he looks like Romy Rome dressing, but I can't hold it against Cam at all. I can't.
It is, you know, Cam, as a player, had to do so much physically that you wonder if he thinks, you know, we were talking earlier about his sort of envy that Jalen gets to play with the amount of talent he does.
Yeah.
If Cam did have that, if he could have extended his career longer. Because you just woke up one day and Cam Newton couldn't move anymore. Yeah. He was just slow, you know?
Yeah, he got to New England, and I felt like somebody snatched all the talent out of his body.
Yeah, he just had nothing left.
And Cam isn't even relevant anymore in North Carolina because of the Carolina Panthers.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
With them. They took his, did they take his picture down or something?
Did they?
Oh, did they?
Didn't their quarterback get hurt today, too? Isn't he out for the season?
Bryce Young?
No, and I'm thinking of somebody else.
Will Levis.
Will Levis.
Yeah, Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee.
I think they took all his photos down, so or something of that nature.
Well, come on. He went back there in the COVID year. Cam Newton did.
Yeah, and that didn't last, 2 weeks?
Well, I remember he hit the touchdown against Arizona and said he's back.
You did.
That didn't go well.
Yes.
Yeah. Rodney, you got, for next question today, the winner gets 4 tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice. Only one of them this year. Sunday, August 10th, 6 o'clock at the Link, and the event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. Well, somebody who's known for just one name.
Yeah, well, my other two picks of Sharon McDonald was already taken, so okay. I'm going to go with my third pick, Sting.
Sting is a big one.
Sting's a big one.
Sting is a big one. We've had there's a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably mostly.
Not a huge musicians. Sting guy.
I mean, Shaq is one too, but.
But no, that's not.
It's Shaquille O'Neal.
It's by Spike's.
But his name is Shaq.
But it's ruled with an iron fist asking in there.
I'm not ruling with an iron fist. I'm just.
I just thought I could sneak Shaq through.
No. Yeah. No. I'm trying to
as
think,
a Kobe guy, you shouldn't.
Is there an actor or I'm trying to think of somebody who is just one name.
One
see,
name.
Cher was an actor as well, but she is a musician.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, if we were doing me and Ike's roles, we'd say Pacino.
Well, that's, yeah, but that wouldn't work.
Yeah, even I know that one doesn't work.
Well, you just say De Niro, too.
Yeah,
I was going to say De Niro. That's a good answer.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah, I can't think of a... Has to be an actor out there with one name, right?
It has to be a comedian. Now, I know we said Cedric, but it is Cedric the Entertainer.
Nah, yeah.
You know, it's three.
Yeah, it's tough.
There's got to be an actor out there. Marion Mullica Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Mary?
There we go. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
3 hours. Boy, do I have a headache from listening to you guys.
Oh, well. You should see what it's like on this side.
Yes. I'm so glad you're calm now. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He was off for a whole week. He had a lot.
I do got a lot of energy pent up.
Yeah, I had all that pent up. Nobody to yell at. Okay.
Yeah. That is true.
Not yell at. Let me say disagree with. Nobody debate. Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jalen, what can I say? Listen, he outclasses all those people. That Cam has no class. So Jalen, just for that, he should be in top 10.
I think he should be in top 10.
I got him in top 5.
Yeah, well.
Exactly. I'm so proud of him. And, you know, the first year, was it or were you guys not saying what a great passer he was first year?
No.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Fresh my memory.
No.
I thought he made all these
He handed the ball off
the first year.
Not in 2022. He didn't hand the ball off in 2022.
No, I'm thinking 21.
First year, 21.
Yeah, 21.
Oh, in 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he do a lot of passing the first year?
No. No, the second year.
Okay.
Second year.
Okay, one
first
year.
First year, AJ. That first year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, I just defer to you guys on that. But and then wasn't he hurt the second year, too? One of those years, last year? Not yet last year.
Well, that's kind of hurt in 22.
Yeah, he kind of got hurt.
He misses like
got
one
hurt.
Or two games.
Yeah, the end of every year.
Every year, yeah.
And then didn't he get a whole new, like you guys say, didn't he get a whole new coaches last year?
He did.
People don't bring that up enough.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
Got to bring that up.
He also wins. I don't know. He won the Super Bowl. I don't know if you knew that.
Right?
Yeah, he's a winner. Leader.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, like.
Incredibly tall, strong.
I mean, I got to go back to OG a little bit. You can make stats say whatever you want them to.
No, mm-hmm. He actually can't.
Well, I don't.
But then we all have good eyesight too, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Burrows isn't a better passer or hasn't been a better passer according to the stats.
Well,
but the game changed too.
No, it's not just according to the stats. It's like the stats are what happened.
Semantics.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Mary. Jalen Hurts was the MVP of the Super Bowl, right?
That's not a trick question.
It's not a trick, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or we can say this. Against Patrick Mahomes in the 2022 Super Bowl, he played great. And if I asked you how you know he played great and they didn't win, what you would tell me is he threw for this many yards, this many touchdowns, rushed for this many yards, all stats, and all means he played well, even without winning the game. So I just don't... Sometimes we take stats and we're like, that's just a stat. It is a record of what happened, and it's a good way to describe. It's not everything, but it's definitely something, you know.
But winning is everything.
Well, yes.
There you go. Winning is everything, man.
People forget that.
It is.
And that's what Jalen does better than Joe Burrow.
Let me ask you this. Was Saquon great?
Well, that's a fact, Fritz.
Mary, was Saquon great last year?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because he was on...
Let's say I just got back from Mars, and you want to tell me how great Saquon was. What would you tell me?
Well, I would have to research and say all the numbers. I don't know.
Ah, you would probably tell me he rushed for 2,000 yards, wouldn't you?
I know a couple.
All right. Mary, do you have somebody for next question today? Do you have somebody who's known by one name?
I've only been listening since quarter of two, so okay. Forgive me if this was said, okay? Beyonce.
Boom.
Beyonce has not been said. So that is a good one, Mary.
Even though her last name's Knowles.
But she goes by Beyonce.
But so does everyone
no,
else.
No.
Oh, Oprah goes
Spike.
By Oprah.
Oh,
no, hold on. On Beyonce's records, it does not say Beyonce Knowles. It says Beyonce.
And on Oprah's show, it says Oprah.
No.
That's true.
She goes, you've never even seen Oprah's show.
I saw Tom Cruise on the couch.
The Beyonce one is a tricky one. Because you're right. We know her as Beyonce, but we also know that she's Beyonce Knowles.
But she's never gone by Beyonce Knowles. I would accept. I recognize Beyonce is an edge case. I would accept Beyonce.
Okay.
Okay.
So a comedian could have been Sinbad.
Sinbad is a good one.
Sinbad is a great one.
Yep. Yep.
Sinbad got a lot of calls about that.
Yeah. But still no actor.
Rest in peace, Sinbad.
Did he die?
I believe recently. Actually, hold on.
Yep.
I thought he might have died.
I thought he did recently.
I don't think Sinbad died.
Oh, God.
You guys kill Sinbad?
I think so. Did we?
No, he's alive.
Oh, I knew it.
Yep.
You know what? I should have known that.
He did have a stroke, though.
That's what. And he was just in some movie.
Okay.
Right, they made him in, his first appearance since.
I think it was Sinners.
So he was specifically alive in this movie, right? He wasn't dead in the movie. You guys are like, oh, I know. I know why I got it confused, because he's in a movie. That's why I thought he was dead.
Where he's alive.
I knew I didn't know for sure when I said that.
No, I was walking down the path with you, pal.
Yeah. You're like, he died.
100%.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
I knew I wasn't sure.
Text line.
I agree with Spud.
Why can't we take criticism of our favorite player without melting down? Chuck in Mount Airy, seconds after Spike hangs up on him for bringing up Embiid.
Well, Chuck's not. Chuck has an agenda with Embiid.
Always, yes.
And it's not even like criticism. I'm like, hey, Joe Burrow throws the ball better than Jalen. Chuck's like, hey, I wish Joel Embiid would leave the country, get in a plane accident on his way out of here. You know, he's a loser. I hate him.
Yeah.
You know? All right. What's next?
We were off last week, and after finally seeing it, we still don't get why everyone got so mad. Spike and Ike still defending the Coldplay CEO guy.
Hold on, I was defending him?
No, I just like...
I was just trying to, I guess, rationalize how we got to this point.
Yeah, guy doesn't need to lose his whole life. I mean, he does, but his poor wife and children don't.
Right.
Yes. What is next?
Ooh, I found another one! Spike, when he found what Kevin Cobb had to say about Jalen.
All right, we're not going back to that.
I haven't even heard Kevin Cobb say anything.
And again.
Who do we find first, Cliff Lee or Kevin Cobb? Yeah. That's my question.
Where is Cliff
Lee? That's a good
Lee?
Question. I have no idea.
Is he in the movie with Sinbad?
Still with us.
Yep. What's next?
Ike's knee at approximately 7:30 as he's running to second base.
Yeah, I need everyone. So when is this happening?
I don't know which inning, but I'm going to...
The third inning, I believe.
Third inning.
I don't know yet which inning they'd actually do it.
I need all the cell phones out, recording, just in case I have
just
slip and fall.
Just in case I go down, yes.
Yep.
Now I'm definitely walking out there now. Now, I got to show athleticism. For a minute, I thought I was the youngest guy there. Then I thought Claude Giroux was there.
And then it turned out it was John LeClair. Yeah. Ike's going through the hallways. He's like, how old is Claude Giroux? Is he 50? We're like, he's still, what are you talking about? He's still in the league. And he's like, oh, well, then he better run out tonight. And I'm like, you mean John LeClair?
Yeah.
John LeClair is definitely 50.
Okay.
He's, and still with us.
Yeah, and still with us. But I would guess John LeClair is what? John LeClair is probably 57, I would bet.
No.
Yeah, he's got to be. Because I was in, I think so.
I mean, I remember watching John Eclair. I feel like 57 is old for a player. I remember
okay,
watching.
Okay, maybe 53. All right, what's next?
I know, I remember watching Ike and he's 51.
Oh, yeah, I knew he was going to say that.
Why do you have carrots over bananas?
Spike at the grocery store, even yelling at people about their grocery lists.
By the way, John Eclair's 56.
Wow, really?
Good call by me.
Wow, I guess I've gotten
bananas.
Older.
Wow,
yeah. What's next?
Are you a Philadelphia fan that wants to run Bryce Harper out of town, but that's just not enough for you? Join Spike Eskin for the new Odyssey podcast. Actually, Brian Dawkins and Allen Iverson are bums. Alex in Lancaster.
You like that turn I'm taking this
wow.
week? Well, how could you have to admit, Elliott having three of the five in his top five over the last 25 years, not having titles after the little dance he did on the top 11 is morally incoherent.
Yeah, well, you can't be Mr. Wins or everything guy and
yes.
then just keep it consistent.
That was less about Dalk and AI
and more about
Elliott.
But actually, that was his first. That was a real list.
Like, no, I agree. No, I'm just saying Spike's objection to it was more or less Elliott is not consistent.
Yes,
when he put his list together,
and Elliott's list actually makes sense. His top five makes sense.
Right.
It's a real list, not the one that he did with the top 11.
And he knew we were off last week, and no one's gonna hold him accountable. He thought we could move past it.
Nope,
no shot.
No, we're here now. What's next?
A normal person's experience at the doctor. Well, we only ran one test, and it was inconclusive, so come back in a month and we'll see how it is. Joe DeCamera's experience at the doctor.
Nobody's going home until we figure out what's going on!
Tim in Newark.
Seriously.
Backslide!
3 hours.
Who the hell goes to the doctor for 3 hours?
Yeah. To get a groin shot.
Yeah.
Or like a look at your...
Yeah, to look at your groin.
Yep.
I took a needle in the ass.
Let me tell you, look at a Joe DeCamera's groin wouldn't take more than 30 seconds. Two words, Joe.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
I quit.